For timely information on health and wellness matters, join us for Healthline. Learn about the work of the Ministry of Health and get tips that can change your life and that of your family.
Heart disease does kill more women than men each year. A woman is less likely than a man to survive her heart attack. 38% of women die within a year of a heart attack, and this is compared to 25% of men. Heart disease does happen in women, and often it's more lethal.
Risks for heart disease. Does sex matter? For the next few minutes, we'll try to answer this question and more. Hello and welcome to Healthline. I am Camellia Guthrie. Thanks for joining us. In terms of their response to stressful situations, men may indeed be from Mars and women from Venus, but biologically, the male and female heart looks the same. However, when heart disease sets in, gender can dictate major differences in how the illness develops and the part of the heart it affects. These differences influence how heart disease is diagnosed and treated. Consultant cardiologist at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Lawrence Wright, walks us through the gender differences in cardiovascular disease biology, risk factors, presentation, and treatment. First up, she highlights risk factors common among male and female.
Hypertension or high blood pressure, diabetes mellitus, high cholesterol, obesity. If you're not overweight or obese but you have a sedentary lifestyle, that sedentary lifestyle is also a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Cigarette smoking and what we refer to as a positive family history of premature atherosclerotic disease, basically that you have family members who had a heart attack or a stroke or sudden death at a very young age, maybe in their 40s or their 50s. That would increase your risk of having cardiovascular disease.
While similar risk factors exist between the sexes, some tend to affect women more than men and vice versa because of their genetic makeup.
Diabetes, having a low good cholesterol, high triglycerides, and being obese, your waist circumference being more than 35 inches, are probably the most important cardiovascular risk factors in women. Very often women will tend to have diseases more like lupus or rheumatoid arthritis, and these can increase your risk for cardiovascular disease. As compared to men, who what we found is that the higher bad cholesterol tended to push cardiovascular disease in men more, as did high blood pressure, particularly in young men. So very often a young man who comes in with cardiovascular disease, he would have, you know, uncontrolled high blood pressure in general.
Smoking is a risk factor that crosses gender. So too is diabetes. However, there are significant differences in how they affect male and female.
Cigarette smoking, yes, is a risk factor for both men and women, but interestingly, it increases cardiovascular risk in women twice as much as it does in a man. Also, women with diabetes are 50% more likely to have a myocardial infarction or heart attack than a man who has diabetes.
Consultant cardiologist at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Lawrence Wright. Treatment for cardiovascular disease varies depending on the sex and the cause, among other considerations. However, it would be better to prevent these diseases than treat them. And as chairman of the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Knox Hagley points out, a change in lifestyle can go a long way in achieving this.
Quite often is the way we live, how we take care of our bodies in terms of not only body weight and salt and so on, but exercise and several other things which can be done so that even though that individual has inherited a possibility for the disease doesn't have to happen. If we can only make that one step, there's so much more which can happen.
That's our program. Until next time, I am Camellia Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.